Hey, what's up, y'all? Oh my God, we are back. I am your guy, Gary Girard, and I am with Get Your Money Main. So listen, if you're watching this by YouTube or whatever platform, I want you to go ahead and share this with somebody, with another entrepreneur, because we are about to get down to the get down. We only got so many days left on this year. I know you've been counting, because I've been counting, right? And I normally don't even know what day of the week it is, but I do know, we don't have that many days left to 2023. And we cross over to 2024. So this is Get Your Money Made. This is Get Your Money Made podcast. And this is where entrepreneurs, this is where visionaries come together so that we can be charged to do what we've been called to do. Here, it is bigger than money. It's about purpose. It's about integrity. It's about next level. And we're going to get that right here. So listen, I'm going to go ahead and just say this. Give you all a little disclaimer. We're going to have a good time today. If you're watching this, if it's morning, if it's afternoon, if it's night, we're going to have a good time, right? We're going to have a good time. But I was actually thinking about some things. And, before I move forward, let me say this. If you are not following me already on iTunes, Spotify, or Anchor, G-Y-M-M, look up your boy, Gary Girard, G-A-R-Y, G-E-R-E-A-U. And we have some other past shows that you would definitely enjoy as well. I'm excited because I'm actually going to bring in some other entrepreneurs and influencers, kingdom leaders, preachers, authors, nurses. It don't matter what you do. Listen, I got you. We got a platform and we have space for you. So I was sitting here thinking about what could we really, really talk about? Even just going into this new year, sometimes we're not careful. We have so many different goals and so many different aspirations and inspirations and motivated and empowered. And by March, we're like, what happened to the motivation? What happened to the fuel that I once had? I'm here to tell you, it's probably because it's not purpose. And a lot of times we're playing around with everything else but what we are called to do. So I want to talk about today. I want to talk about slaying in your lane. If you ever heard that phrase, which means stay in your lane, it means to mind your own business. Now, I know when you hear that, you think somebody getting smart, telling you, girl, bro, you need to stay in your lane. You need to mind your own business. And you do. But I want to look at this from a different perspective today. I want to look at this about minding your own business, meaning owning up to your business. Put your business on your mind. Put the vision, the purpose, the thing that God has given you, put it back on your mind. Also, it means stay in your lane. It also means not just to mind your own business, but it means to stick by with what you know and are good at. I want to pose a question today. What are you good at? Is it bracelets? Are you making bracelets? Are you good at cooking pies, cakes, making drinks? You're a good speaker. You're a counselor. You're a great dancer. You're a great preacher. You're a great seamstress. Maybe you're an artist. Maybe you like to clean up. Maybe you like to cook, right? Maybe you're good at administration. Maybe you're good at creating stage plays. Maybe you're good at DJing. What are you good at? And I want to tell you today and encourage everybody today to stay in your lane. Get what you're good at on your mind. Because the thing that you're good at could be the thing that God want to use to bring a harvest. Yep, I know you done heard this before. And some of y'all probably been saying, gee, listen, I've been doing what he's been giving me, and it has not manifested how I wanted to manifest it yet. Can I tell you this? God does not bless inconsistency. And sometimes things does not blow up overnight like we think, because God is building something, developing something, and trying to make it make sense, okay? And sometimes it won't make sense, but he's trying to get something to your head. Okay. And so God does not bless inconsistency, but where you are consistent is where you will reap a harvest. Okay. So I need everybody to get on their mind or write it down, the things that you are good at, or the thing that you're good at. Okay. So I want to give you five things that will help you manage staying consistent in your lane. Number one, realign your vision. Realign your vision. What and who are you watching? Realign your vision. What and who are you watching? What do you mean? We can become not focused, off track with our focus on what we're supposed to be watching, because we're too busy being entertained by other people's success. We're too busy being entertained by what other people are building, where they're failing. And if you're not careful, you'll think you'll fail. You'll think that you can't be consistent. You'll think that your goal, your visions are too far to be obtained, because social media will make us think we can't have it yet, or it'll make us think we're supposed to have it by tomorrow, 12 noon. Yeah. And what I've realized, social media never shows you a lot of process. Social media shows you the beginning and it shows you the end. No, I want to talk to somebody who is living out the middle, who is going through the middle, who is frustrated through the middle, who is irritated through the middle. It's the middle is what I want to see. And so if we're not careful, even now going into the new year, I'm not waiting to 2024. I'm starting now. I'm starting now to realign my vision. What has God shown you? What does your future look like? What have you written down? Because what you have written down is a covenant between heaven and earth. And heaven wants to perform what heaven has put in you in the earth. What does it look like? Realign your vision. Wandering eyes. We spend so much time scrolling that we forget to be rolling on our own vision, okay? We get so stuck scrolling that we forget to start rolling on the thing that God has given us. So number one, realign your eyes, realign your vision. Number two, kill comparison. If you do not kill comparison, comparison is going to kill you. Now, G, are you telling me comparison is going to send me to Mercer Brothers of Baskerville Funeral Home? No. No, but it's going to kill your authenticity. It's going to kill your momentum. It's going to kill, right, your vision. So the moment that you start comparing how you speak with how I speak, how I preach with how you pray with how I pray, how I bake cakes with somebody else bake cakes. Y'all, I really don't bake cakes. But you start comparing yourself with those that you admire, which is good. You should admire people. You should watch what people are doing, but not to the point that I start questioning what I know I was once confident in. Not to the point that I start losing who I really am. Not to the point that I start losing my authenticity. My authenticity matters. God does not get the glory out of clones, okay? He does not get the glory out of clones. It is when the real you shows up. It's when the real you talk how you talk, dress how you dress, brand how you brand, market how you market. It's when God gets the glory and you can attract an authentic audience. Because if I'm going to spend my life comparing, that means if you're not careful, that will leak over into your authenticity. So when it's time for you to be you, you can't be you. Mr. Real, where is Mr. Real? Where is Mrs. Real? Okay. They have to show up. When Mr. Real shows up, so does your tribe. So does your audience. Listen. If I say ain't never, it's just going to be ain't never. Y'all, that's G. He's talking double negative. That's him. He going to preach in between. He going to holler. He going to clap. He going to dance. He going to crack a joke. He going to be G, right? And those, when I be me, I'm going to attract those who love to be themselves, right? Too much time, bro. Too much time, sis. No. Mm-mm. No. If you want to show up with a ponytail, show up with a ponytail, okay? If you want to show up loud, show up loud. If you want to show up how you show up, just make sure you show up correct, Mr. Real. Okay. Number one, realign your vision. Number two, kill comparison. Number three, revisit and adjust the vision. Revisit and adjust the vision. Sometimes we don't need a new vision. We just need to make small adjustments. We need to revisit what we already have and make some small adjustments. As you evolve, so does the strategy. So when you evolve, the strategy should evolve. As you evolve, so should the adjustments. And sometimes you don't need a new idea. You just need to maybe add to it, take that, tweak it, build from it. Maybe that first idea was the foundation. Maybe that idea didn't even work. Go back. Huh? Tell somebody in your house, go back and revisit what you already have. You just may need to do some small adjustments. Even now, even 2024, you don't need a new resolution. Pick up what you left off. Pick up what you stopped, right? Start what you quit early, prematurely, because it didn't respond or it didn't give what you thought it was going to give. Maybe it hasn't given what you wanted to give yet because you haven't given it 100%. We want a 100% return on things we have not really truly put a 100% investment in. How is it that we can go to a bank and withdraw what we do not have? How much seed, how much time, how much investment have we put in the thing that did not work? Did we really build it to its max? Did we really expand it to its max? Did we really get focused like we needed to be focused? Or are we easily distracted by every little thing? And by the time every little thing shows up, we're pushing it back. We're procrastinating. We're doing things that we shouldn't even really be doing, right? Or we started off on 1,000, but it's okay to keep a certain pace. Build a momentum, okay? Build your way up. Build your way out. Build your way up. Build your way out. Revisit and adjust the vision. Number four, execute the plan. Apply pressure. Listen, apply some pressure. Apply some pressure. What do you mean? Go all in. All in. Execute the plan. Writing the vision is good. How many times are we going to keep writing it? How many times are we going to keep declaring it? How many times are we need to keep getting confirmation? Listen, confirmation only keep coming because potential is there, but you haven't moved out yet on the first assignment. You haven't moved out yet on the command. Confirmation keeps coming because it does encourage you and it does let you know that you're on the right way or you're on the right path. Or sometimes we just need clear understanding. But a lot of times confirmation keeps coming because we have not moved out on the first time. We don't believe it yet. We're not, we haven't come one with the vision yet. So yeah, execute the plan, which means have the business meeting. If you said you was going to go live 3 days a week, why are you not going live? If you said you was going to post more, why are you not posting more? If you said that you was going to put back and save, why aren't you doing it yet, right? So you're gonna always prove if you mean what you say or not, right? So apply the pressure. Many of you have let up because, like I said before, it doesn't look like what you thought it was going to look like right now. That's because you're in the beginning stage. You're in the middle stage. But I want to encourage you, those of you that are watching this and listen to this, apply the pressure. Press your foot on the gas. Put your foot on the gas. Come off the brakes. Come off a park, right? Come off of neutral, because when you're in neutral, you can be pushed forward or backwards. But put your car in gear. Put your vision in drive. Move forward. Move forward. Apply the pressure, right? Go big. Book the photo shoot, change the look, change your branding. There are too many apps out here that you can use to help apply the pressure. Let social media get sick of looking at you, okay? Let your team get tired of you, okay? How many times are we going to keep housing these ideas and housing all these aspirations and housing all this ambition and we're not doing anything with it? Listen, the world wants to benefit off who you are and what you want to do. So what? You didn't gather what you wanted to gather the first round. So what? You didn't make the money that you didn't want to make, that you desired to make the first time. Keep going. Apply the pressure, because where you apply the pressure is where you're going to see great results. Number five, watch where you are planting. And where you're planting will exceed your expectations. Watch where you're planting. Sometimes we can be planting in the wrong vineyards. We can be planting everywhere but where we need to be planting. I ask the first question. What are you good at? What do you like doing? That's where you need to make the investment. That's where you need to plant. When was the last time you just took a seed of time, money, investment, and gave it to somebody else? Somebody in the field that you're trying to grow in, right? How many times have you taken time out? Listen, before I opened up my school, I drove to Memphis back to back to help one of my great friends, my sisters, Destiny Cox. Shout out to DCI Academy. Thrive Beauty Institute is open today. Our cosmetology school is open today because I sold seeds. I wasn't doing it because I wanted to school one day. I was doing it because I knew she needed help. She needed assistance. And me being a friend, I invested time. I invested gas. I invested sacrifice to make sure that she had what she had. And guess what? While I was being faithful in another man's vineyard, God was working on my behalf behind the scene. My school was improved in one day, less than 30 minutes. And I had 3 days to fill out an application. It was approved by the state. And I used my last $200-something I had in my checking account. Y'all don't want me to talk up in here. I used my last $200-something for an application fee and put together a floor plan. And we had to put together a curriculum, contracts, all different type of things. I didn't even know how to do these things, right? I'm sitting in the meeting like, I don't even know what I wrote. I don't know what's on page 13. I don't know what you mean. But because I took time out to invest in somebody else's vineyard, God gave me a harvest down the line. Yeah, just for me. And he gave me something so I can give somebody else something. Because Thrive Beauty, it's bigger than hair, baby. It's purpose. It's identity. It's legacy. So God had to take me through a process, but I didn't give up. I didn't give up. It's because I understood where I was planting, right? Everybody's not good ground. Every business is a good ground. But look and see who's prospering. Look and see who's growing. Look and see who's moving. Look and see who's anointed. Put a seed right there. Put a seed where you want to become. Put a seed in the areas and the places that you desire to become. A lot of times in our becoming, your finances dry up. In the seasons of your becoming, sometimes you're just too aggravated or irritated and frustrated, or you don't feel like doing nothing. Those are the perfect seasons and opportunities for you to invest in somebody else. Right? If it's nothing but lunch, giving them a cup of coffee. But where you plant is where you will, I believe that it will manifest and bring momentum to your becoming, okay? So I just gave y'all five things. I just need y'all to comment in the comment section. Share this with somebody if I don't stir you up, because I don't stir myself up, and I can keep going on and on and on and on like Erykah Badu said. But listen, if you're not following me on iTunes or Anchor, go ahead and find me, GYMM. Also, on Friday nights at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, I am live on Facebook under Gary Gerard, G-A-R-Y-G-E-R-E-A-U. Live on Facebook at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it is called The Rope of Hope. The Rope of Hope. Team Hope. Hope Team. We're live there, and we're giving strategies, and we're giving prophetic declarations and prayer and just stirring up everybody. Listen, do not let go of your hope. Your hope is the thing that is going to pull you and bind you to the vision and to the promises of God. And as long as you got your hope, guess what? You're definitely on your way, and you're a step closer to the thing that God has given you. So share this. I want to see you on Fridays. 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on my Facebook page. And don't forget to share this video. I love y'all. And don't y'all forget to slay in your lane.